Hi, my name is Councillor Tony Newman, new leader of Croydon Council, the newly elected leader of the Labour administration in Croydon. We made it very, very clear throughout the election and our record before that that working in close partnership with the CVA, where I'm speaking to you from tonight in Croydon in the London Road, and how the council works together with the voluntary sector in Croydon is absolutely fundamental for the future of this town and how we develop and deliver public services against the tough financial backdrop in the 21st century in a place the size of Croydon. You know, if it was a city, Croydon would be the seventh largest city in the country. It's a very big place, and we have a very strong, vibrant and diverse voluntary sector in the town, and that we're very proud of. What we've specifically been talking down here tonight, as well as with some of the groups about the fantastic work that's happening, is some of the challenges we still face in Croydon in terms of the ongoing inequalities across the borough. So there's huge investment coming into Croydon. Croydon's changing. A lot of that's very good news. But part of our manifesto as the new Labour administration, we called that our manifesto Ambitious for Croydon. And what ran through the heart of that was making sure that local people, local communities, local residents who currently live in Croydon have the opportunity to benefit from that investment into Croydon. That's why we've been very keen to see a 30% affordable housing target increase from 10% under the previous administration. It's why we made it very clear that we'll use the procurement powers of the council to make sure the council and encourage other employees to provide local jobs. And it's also recognising, as I said earlier, the key role of the voluntary sector in the borough. And what we're really now have been talking about tonight, so I think it's very exciting. We're going to have a fairness commission in Croydon where we want a major contribution from the voluntary sector in this borough about how they can both contribute to the challenge and the debate, as I said, about how we provide services in true partnership, real partnership with the voluntary sector, both over the coming year. That's why I'm also been pleased that we've announced tonight stability in terms of the funding for voluntary groups across the borough. But I think the council itself has to challenge itself in terms of the services we provide. Is it right, the council provider, all the ones we currently do? Could some of them be better done in the voluntary sector or in partnership with the voluntary sector? Perhaps they can. But what we want to do is have a very open and transparent and public debate with a fairness commission. It's a model that's worked well in other places. And we actually want to see voluntary sector groups from the largest in the borough to the smallest, if you like, making that contribution, having that debate with us as a council. It's why we did come down here to the London Road tonight, to the CVA, only 9 weeks after the election. And it's why I've already pledged in the meeting that's just finished. Fantastic meeting, by the way. Over 100 people here, and we could have probably been here for another 2 or 3 hours discussing the events. But we made it very clear that we'll bring one of the sit-ins, the meetings of the Fairness Commission, down to the CVA to have that very public discussion here. And really engage with people. Croydon's a fantastic place. We've got lots and lots of diverse communities, lots and lots of voluntary groups up across the borough, and we really want to make sure that as a council we're working as closely as possible, and yes, getting value for money for the taxpayers in terms of the investment that goes into their money to support some of the voluntary sector, and getting value for money in terms of how we as a council provide services. So tonight's been a really, I think, vibrant and interesting debate and discussion, but it's very much the start of that discussion for us as a new administration, and I look forward through talking with people tonight and elsewhere to their input and their ongoing discussion on it. So thanks very much for listening.